Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler, of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the budget. Obviously, the prime topic of discussion whenever we're around this time of year. But I understand that there's some positive steps here, that we may not be looking at massive tax increases just to get this done. Talk to us about the latest.
I'm very glad to say that we have continued to maintain a strong stance against new broad-based tax increases through last year's budget and into this year's budget. We know that it's not necessary. And I'm very pleased to hear this week that Governor Wolf has announced that he is no longer asking for massive increases in sales taxes and income taxes. We are very committed to making sure that we get an on-time budget done in the coming week. And we believe that we will be able to make very important investments in education funding and other priorities for the citizens of Pennsylvania. We can do this without increasing taxes. We can be respectful of the taxpayers, and I'm very much looking forward to getting this process done by June 30th.
Another thing that went on in Harrisburg this week, and it was very important to those of us that really respect the sanctity of life and then those of us who are pro-lifers, an abortion bill that would shorten the time that folks could get abortions, and it would eliminate a specific heinous type of abortion. Talk to us about this piece of legislation, how you voted, and what the next step is.
I'm very proud to support pro-life legislation and very proud to be a pro-life legislator. And this week, I was very honored to have the opportunity to vote for a very important pro-life bill. This bill would recognize the advances that have been made in medical technology since the last time abortion laws were updated in this state. Currently, abortions are only legal before 24 weeks of pregnancy. This bill would reduce that to 20 weeks because we've seen unborn children can live if born at 20, 21, 22 weeks, and so we have the opportunity to make this law reflect that. Also, to ban abortions that actually are done by dismembering the unborn child is something that's very important. That's what this bill will do. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect the sanctity of life in Pennsylvania, and I was proud to vote for this bill.
And finally, Representative, a real kumbaya moment in the Capitol this week. The governor, the House Republicans, House Democrats, a few senators, everyone is coming out in support of trying to do something about the opioid epidemic that we have in this state. Talk to us about the latest, the press conference that we had recently, and what a special session would do.
It is so important for Republicans, Democrats, folks from urban areas, folks from rural areas to come together because we recognize that the opioid epidemic and the opioid crisis in Pennsylvania has really reached a critical level. And so we are announcing success that in the House we have passed a package of bills that will allow us to take the first meaningful steps towards addressing this crisis in Pennsylvania. And we're working together across all sides of the aisle with the House, with the governor, to get this under control. And I think this is a very positive step for Pennsylvanians.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Gobler.